Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome to the show. This week, we will review Psycho Gorman.
I'm trying a new voice where I'm trying to be a little more intimate about it, you know?
a little more NPR, NPR sound.
NPR. You know, a band I really love is Tame Impala. I'm sure you guys have heard of them. You know, just do that the whole time.
Played at the Wiltmore in 2016. Yeah. That's
good. We have a special recording that only a lucky handful of people were able to attend. And it was quite a blast. I was one of those lucky people that was super lucky to be lucky enough to luck out on these tickets.
Yeah, I'm a total average person. All right.
You know, I'm just... just like everyone else, I have a mustache and, I don't know, some say a great personality. I don't know.
Okay, now hear this song. as always, John will give us the plot in five words. We'll give our first thoughts, and then we'll go to deep spoiler analysis. So for what we've been watching this week, I thought we would just, you know, neither of us really saw anything we much want to talk about. It's a great link. So we thought we're just gonna free flow, see how this goes the first time.
Free flow,
just first thoughts, boom boom boom, just whatever comes, we're just gonna flow. It's all gonna just naturally just flow.
So sweet. Let me see, off the top of my head, I almost saw a kid in a scooter get run over by like two cars. That was interesting. I don't think I told you about this at all, right?
No.
Reese Mendez and I were coming back in a 5-ton, going back to set, and we were in Hollywood. And if people are familiar with the streets, we're off of Cahuenga, and we're about to cross Fountain.
Represent.
So that's like heart of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right down the street from where RIP Arclight used to be.
RIP. Rest in power.
RIP. Rest in power. Later, we're going to find out that the arc light was conditioning kids. Canceled the arc light.
Canceled. Good riddance.
Sorry, I'm not making light of the whole thing, but fuck you, arc light. And then next week, I'm going to be crying, come back, I can change arc light, please.
Yeah.
We were driving down. We're about to cross. The light turns green. Out of the corner of my eye, I see this kid. He's on like one of those Lime scooters or whatever the fuck, you know. Everybody's very split on opinions about this. I think they're fucking dumb. I don't know why they exist.
Wait.
They're nothing but
are these the ones
hazards
that they you scooter, they're like rent, you scooter them and you basically just leave them wherever you want kind of situation.
Yes, exactly.
Like I've always thought, I see those all the time when I go to work. They're just lying on the sidewalk in the middle of downtown LA, and I'm like, what business model is this? You just, all your shit is just laying around all over the city.
Yeah. And they have this thing where if you charge these scooters with your own electricity, which I don't know if this has changed. I don't know if they figured something else out. But you get credit towards your next scooter ride or like some sort of money. And I remember watching like in the middle of the night, like people pick up like 10 scooters and put them in the beds of their trucks just to go charge them. I was like, I think you're wasting your own electricity too. So I don't know how you're monetizing off of this.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this kid, and I'm telling Reese a story, he's driving. So it was probably really weird because I was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it's just like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, kid, what the fuck are you doing? You fucking idiot. You're so stupid, kid. You're so stupid. Just like yelling. I think it took him a second to register what I was yelling at. I think he thought like, well, this is a weird twist to this story. Cause I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh man. And then I was like down there doing this. You fucking idiot. You're so stupid, kid. Yeah. As soon as the light turns green, I think this kid was like focused on something else. The light turns green. These cars start going. This kid turns his head and starts zooming across the street. He is narrowly missed by every car who like goes and stops like abruptly. Like, oh, I'm like, oh my God, we almost saw a kid get murdered. Oh, not murdered. It was his own fault. So I guess it would have been like a accidental suicide, but
yeah.
And that's Hollywood, baby.
And that's probably like the 100th most interesting thing that happened that day.
Exactly. Especially in that one area.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see. Reese, did he fall into pieces when you,
pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did talk about it later.
Uh-huh. At Chipotle?
Because we like quickly dropped it at Chipotle. No, we actually went to Doomy's Home Cooking later for dinner that day. I do remember.
Nice.
It was, I think it was like a year ago or it was 2.5 weeks ago. I think it was actually 2.5 weeks ago. It wasn't a year ago. But if you've done film or production work, it could have been a year ago. You just don't know.
Yeah.
It's how long these jobs feel sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my exciting news of this month. I'm sure there's other stuff I could think of.
Yeah,
but not right now.
What about the most exciting news? We have an Instagram. So,
oh, Instagram. That's right. Oh man,
Skeleton Boy Spot. I feel like, right. So I'm not on Instagram. Full disclosure. No. Full making of the sausage moment here. I don't have an Instagram. I don't want an Instagram. So my fiance runs it.
No Instagram.
No. Yeah.
She also doesn't like us chit-chatting.
She doesn't like the... I'm gonna
and
get
in about... that hasn't changed in 10 years. Yeah, now,
in about 5 weeks, she's going to be really upset.
yeah.
So... But yeah, we have an Instagram. So she, I mean, it was, you had mentioned that we should start one because you wanted to post some stories. Is that the right?
Yeah. I made a lot of false promises, but now we have an Instagram and, it's like, we're actually getting comments on it. There's at least one comment on each of the posts. So if you guys go check it out, whoever this guy is pretty hilarious.
It's on fire.
I'm going to heart all of them right now, all these comments.
So that's kind of exciting. I think my fans were telling me there were some like people that we don't know who did it, which potentially could be listeners. So that's exciting.
Oh, let's see. Maybe we can give a quick shout out right now because I am on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm also on Twitter, but don't expect me to understand how that works because I never use it. Let's see. 13 followers right now.
Whoa.
We got Jasenia.
Excellent name.
And Edwin.
Excellent name.
I was going to say last names, but...
No, that's it.
No, can't do it. But we know who they are.
Yeah, they're good folk.
We got... she's going by Trisha Mann here, but we got Patty...
Patty.
Dude, I'm just going down the dateline. I mean, date night yeah, roster right true. Now. We got Justin. Oh, well, I could say Justin Wilmot. He was kind enough to remaster some of the stuff we did.
We're very appreciative for his remasters, yes.
Maybe we should... Let me give a shout-out to his website, Memento Mortis Studios.
Nice.
I mean, Memento Mori Studios. Oh, wow. When he hears this in 5 weeks, he's going to be like, no, it's cool, dude, even though I... always butcher his fucking website because I'm the worst. So we got Justin Wilmot there. We have Paul, another date night alumni.
Yeah.
Have we talked about Day Night on this? We had to have,
yeah,
right?
During our Valentine's Day romantic episode.
Oh, that's right. So. That's right. Never forget. We have Jonathan, another alum.
Torres?
Yep. Oh, no last name.
Oh, fuck. Jay Torres? No, John T.
Whatever. Yes. Yes, he went by John T. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine calling him anything other than Jonathan. Just like, he went by Johnny.
Johnny Thunderbird. Johnny.
He went by Johnny Tor. We miss you, dude. We love you so much.
Yeah, man.
We got Georgie Lyle.
Ah.
No last names.
No last names. Whoa. What the?
We've got Carmen.
Okay.
Oh, wow. This is like all of our... All the people we used to hang out with all the time in college. We got, I don't know who this person is. I think it's possibly a relative of your fiance's.
Okay.
Jackie.
Ah, yes. That was our first official listener fan on Twitter and subscribed. We launched.
Oh, nice.
We made our maiden voyage many a months ago.
Our biggest fan.
Yep.
We will give you our official Skeleton Boys Pod t-shirt merch whenever Candy makes it. Whatever. Don't get mad at us in 5 weeks. Don't get mad at us. Oh, I'm sorry. It would be now. It would be today when you hear it. Sorry. Don't get mad at us now.
Yeah.
We also have... Oh, Nancy. Oh, wonderful Nancy.
Nancy. Yeah. She's the best.
We have pophorror.com.
Oh, okay. That's...
There you go. We're moving up now.
There we go.
Thank you, Pop Horror. Thank you for believing in us and sponsoring us. I'm just kidding. Thank you for following. We have Blumhouse Horror, which
they're following us.
Is a fan site. I'm gonna guess it's a fan site actually, which is pretty cool. Thank you for being a fan of Blumhouse. You've probably seen it several things I've worked on.
Yeah.
And there we go. Those are our 13 followers within 24 hours.
So,
and I'm sure it's just going to keep going up.
We got over on...
Right, Australia. No, I'm just kidding. What?
A couple shout-outs on Twitter. I'm going to do the Saudi Community Service follows us on Twitter. We got Dutch London Pictures.
Even more interesting. Cool.
Freedom or Death. Who else? Jackie. Self-Delusion. At Mean Theater, Keep Your Socks Off. These are all our faithful followers on Twitter. So
I promise you, Rolly here did not make up any of those.
I couldn't have made up any of those. I'm not that smart or clever to make up half those names. So I'm just going by what our faithful fans, followers. Give me shout outs.
And that's our secret, folks. The only name we each made up was Jackie Gonzalez. It's
not real. No last names.
Just kidding, Jackie. Thank you. Can't wait to meet you. Love your sister.
Hopefully she's still listening. I don't know. I'll make her listen to this one. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
5 weeks.
I mean, I still consider you a super fan if you just press play and walk away and do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there you go. We finally made it through an intro. Tune in next week when we list off the new followers as well as the old ones again.
So we were talking about maybe watching the next movie we review together, but I'm having the hardest time finding it. Or where to watch it. So I just want to quickly touch upon what theater situation is going to be like. So
yeah, we need a touch base. No tips. We need to touch tips about
touch
this.
Our tips.
So touching tips on this. We need to figure out what theaters would show this. And you would think, especially touching tips on a subject like this, you would think that living in Los Angeles, it wouldn't be a difficult thing to do, but. Thanks, COVID, Obama. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know why this is so difficult to do.
right? It's like kind of frustrating to be like, what? Well, where do I go now? All my media places are
oh man, and then gone. Like what? Pacific and ArcLight are gone.
Yeah, which for the movie we're thinking about.
My favorite.
Huh? Oh no, I was gonna say the movie we're thinking about. It's gonna have to be like art house ish.
That's true.
So that's kind of a tough thing.
Hmm.
Currently, it's only playing like in Anaheim, which I'm not going to Anaheim. So
no, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah.
No, nothing against Anaheim. Just anybody that lives in Anaheim and or lives in Los Angeles knows, unless you got to make that trip, you usually don't make that trip.
No. Yeah. Under no circumstance.
No, I mean, it's fun. It's like sitting in traffic, listening to the same podcast or...
you can listen to our podcast. Just not...
You know what? Look, yeah, I recommend you guys go to Anaheim, watch this movie while listening to at Skeleton Boys.
Skeleton Boys Pod. The Skeleton Boys Pod. Yeah. So we got to start. Skeleton Boys Pod. That's where we're going to start.
And contrary to popular belief, which is just my own belief, it is... Skeleton Boys Pod is not a time capsule in which we are going to enclose ourselves for the future. It means podcast.
Or brew us into a instant delicious cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that'd be great. I would love to be coffee. I've thought about this extensively.
Would your name be like Dick Coffee? Or
Dick Coffee. Oh, I'm sorry. We should go back to trying to figure out where we're going to... Let's touch tips about finding out we're going to watch this movie again. I mean, I'd have a hard time believing they wouldn't be showing it downtown, right?
Yeah.
At least the Alamo Draft House,
perhaps? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's current. There's no showtimes or any information anymore. There was before I mentioned we maybe watch this one, but then... I looked this, it's opening next week, so I looked this week and there's nothing. So I forgot how to do movies. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So, but have no fear. We have a backup. We have backup plans.
We got a backup plan. I mean, also, we just like, I'll check the listing in my local newspaper that I definitely get.
Yeah.
I don't think I've opened one newspaper in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so either. We use it for the bottom of our rabbit's hay box. So,
oh, nice.
So that's all the shit they stuff in our mail that we just use, like coupons, ads, oh, shit, man, like that.
Yeah, the amount of junk mail you get is really astounding.
Yeah.
They leave a trash can by our mailboxes in our apartment complex, and it's just full of that crap.
Yeah, it's actually a smart move. Because, well, yeah, I guess so, yeah. Because now everybody here in my apartment, they got to just take it to their apartment. Just deal with it.
Yeah. Which, if you're listening, he apologizes, and he would greatly appreciate if you recycled it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I don't, I just, there's a trash can there. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Take it outside to the recycling bin? I don't think so.
No.
I don't got time.
Absolutely not. Time is money.
All right. Time is money. Well, I'm glad we got to touch tips about all these
things.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, we got like about 20 minutes of this tip touching.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
there you
go.
We
didn't even have to do spicy takes.
No, I don't have any spicy takes. I'm all spiced out. Spiceless.
Oh, man.
Speaking of spice.
My stomach is full of diarrhea because of all the spicy takes I'm out of, you know?
Speaking of spice, there's the Delta in India, right? The
Delta that's true.
Strain virus.
Yay, a new variant, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
we're all good. Don't worry.
Yeah. They got to, like I was saying, they got to, like, close up that part of the world. Like they did in 28 Days Later, just fucking block it off. Just
block it off.
Block it off.
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best.
No, India, we mourn for you It's horrible what's going on. I wish there was more we could do to help. I have opinions on our president, and that's where I stop. Yay. Okay, moving on. Let's touch tips about something else.
Yeah. This is our new segment, Touching Tips.
Touching Tips.
We jump from...
Oh, another news. Biden's dog, Champ, which I'm pretty sure was the rescue dog, passed away yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I read about that. So we see the one that was having... that they brought to the White House, but was having all kinds of issues, and then they had to send it home. Did you...
Yes, I believe that's the same dog.
Nah, what a bummer. What a bummer. You don't own any pets.
Well,
you don't own a cat or any...
Me, no.
Have you
I
ever?
I wish... Yeah. I grew up with several cats. I had frogs and an iguana, and now everybody knows I'm that kid, right?
Yeah.
I ate my boogers. I'm just kidding. Animals are fucking rad. I wanted to be a veterinarian growing up.
Oh, no shit.
That was my dream job.
You know, look, yep. My mom was a nurse for like 35 years, and she told me this much later while I was nearing the end of our college run. She told me, I always imagined you'd be a veterinarian because you'd take animals, you'd play with all the animals outside. We had like 100 cats or whatever. And what I used to do is I used to put them under my shirt to sneak them in the house so I could play with them. And when I was smaller, I think it was me, or maybe it was my brother. There was dogs, a lot of dogs. Our neighbors had dogs, so they would come to our yard. And I would try to, like, when I was really small, I was like, I don't know, five, maybe younger, I would try to, like, actually get on it and, like, ride it. So the poor dogs, that didn't go very far. That did not go very far. But, she threw that on me. After that.
I was going to say, completely unrelated, that dog had back problems.
Yeah, that dog did not last long. But she threw that on me, and it was like, now you tell me. Now you tell me I've spent all this time, all this money on getting a fucking theater degree, film and TV degree, and I should have been a veterinarian.
Yeah, but, you know, now you got that money just flowing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm flowing in it.
Because once you break through into the biz, it's just easy money, baby.
Yeah. Come to LA, it's easy street.
Oh, man. Dreams happen.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be, you're going to be the next one that's going to be famous. Oh, well.
But yeah.
Good deal. So we both, at some point, we're destined to be veterinarians.
Destined to be veterinarians, but, yeah.
But we don't believe in destiny, and we pave our own way, and we went into film, television, theater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And became success stories in Los Angeles, California, the Hollywood capital of the world. The Hollywood capital. the entertainment capital of the world.
No, you got it right the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Nice.
But yeah.
Damn, there you go.
There you
Look
go.
Look at that, guys. We gave you an intro.
Woo. That was,
and that's our show.
That was a hot, tippy intro. Nice. Excited.
Guy, you touch tips and then fire erupts.
Yeah.
Fire erupts from those tips and it burns, baby. That's going to be my new phrase, just baby everything.
Baby everything. You know what's so funny?
All right, Psycho Gorman.
Psycho Gorman. No, I was going to say, there's a guy at work who's maybe 50 that he says baby about everybody. All right, baby. You got it, baby. And like, he does it unironically. It's just from...
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool to see somebody who just, he's just like, he's unironic about it, and he's just like, doesn't have like a, he's literally calling every woman that we're, all right, baby, it's cool, baby. You got it.
Forgive me, I'm 50, baby.
Yeah, pretty much. He has that high seniority. He has that like high seniority. Oh, nobody fucks with him. Doesn't do any paperwork, doesn't know how to work a computer, has a flip phone. This guy exists. This guy actually exists.
Really?
Yeah, he's a real person. Yeah.
That's interesting. Because, like, at 50, in, like, today's day and age, he should know how to do all that stuff.
No time to learn.
No time. Got too many babies to save.
Too many babies. Maybe he had a couple babies. I don't know. That's a rumor.
Oh.
All right. So before we get to our review, because I feel like we've riffed and tipped enough.
Riff and tips.
Riff and tip. I wanted to share a song, a ditty.
Okay.
About unraveling the Goosemans. So.
Oh.
Take a listen and tell me what you think.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Wasn't enough. My life was too dull. My love wasn't full. My heart is torn through. Veronica, my love. Veronica, my heart. Veronica, gooseneck. You flung the coop. I sleep after a nice long sip. But here's a tip, Jimmy. You weren't ever good. My feathers were foul to a foul. Your feathers are gone. Such a fool. I should have left you alone. All those years ago, we would have never fought. We would have never cried. We would have never lied. We would have never loved. Honk, honk, no more. Honk, honk, no more. So fucking stupid. Honk, honk. Really? That's all you've got, Jimmy? You fucking loser. I miss you so much.
Wow. Levels upon levels on this guy, huh?
It just hits you deep, right? It just cuts right through you.
Like, real deep. I mean, in fact, like, a part of me feels like, I don't know if it's like some of what he was singing or maybe how he was singing. I just feel really close to this guy now.
Explain.
Like, I feel like I am this guy. Maybe I feel like I sang this song in a different life. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to
Me
get
too.
At with that. There's a familiarity with it for some reason.
Same, yeah.
But what a bummer. Is this the... I remember the space opera.
Uh-huh.
Ronnie Gooseneck, he says, towards the end, I believe, right? So I'm guessing that's Veronica, obviously, right?
Sure, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's talking about a guy. I don't. More than likely, but he is.
Ms. Doctor?
Ms. Doctor. Yeah.
Miss Doctor.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sad dude. Where'd you, was this in the same box of
yeah. I'm just rifling through it, transferring shit, and I thought, man, this song is a banger. Layers upon layers upon layers. Amazing stuff.
It's like a, it's got a real Cookie Monster goes Bright Eyes thing going on there.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
That's, yes.
Big Country.
Giorgio Moriarty, or how do you say his name? Right.
Yeah.
Wow. How sad. I'm assuming he went through a breakup, or is he talking about losing feathers? What is he doing? What is he talking about?
Really, really cool shit. Nice. All right. John, do you want to give the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Yes, I do. Let's see how good these are, because I wrote them last Sunday.
But they're the best.
Which also could have been 6 years ago. All right. Coming in at number 5. Siblings' love destroys the universe.
I like it. I like it.
That's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
That might actually be the exact plot, actually. coming in at number 4, 90s aliens make a comeback.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was digging that. I loved every second of that. Coming in at number 3, Star Kid goes rated R. Oh, that's only, that's 5 words, sure.
Is it?
Do you remember the movie Star Kid?
Yeah, of course. With that with that kid, the Jurassic Park kid, right?
Oh, that was him, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you remember, like, oh, you need food, and it processes the food, and it comes out like in a little ball in the middle of the chest. I don't know why I thought that movie was fun. I hope it holds up.
Are we watching it?
You got some knocking going on over here?
I think my wonderful neighbors are popping fireworks.
Oh, or popcorn.
Popcorn on this set.
Sounds like.
Sounds delicious.
Yum, yum.
All right.
And then coming in at number 2, I have Galaxy Quest, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
And number 1, finally, Gwar meets Louise Belcher.
All right. Excellent. So, John.
That's the one. Yes.
Tell me, did you like the Hunky Boys or...
The Hunky Boys? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I loved the Hunky Boys. No, not my Hunky Boys. I really... you know, when the movie started off, I was like, what's going on here? But then the more it went on, the more, like, it had that, like, I don't know how to explain it. It felt like it was written by David Wayne and Michael Showalter, sort of. But it felt like, I said, like, a really long Gore music video, too. Not music video, but, like, you know. And then you have, like, this girl that is straight Louise Belcher, you know. I really loved it. After, like, I really settled into what it was, right? Especially with the dialogue, because the dialogue is so... If you're trying to look for rhyme or reason in this, that is not what this movie's about. Like, it's not meant to be a movie like that. And I feel like they really hit you in the face with that, too. It's really funny. I thought it was fucking funny. The effects and all that stuff was so... I mean, I keep going back to gore, but it's got a very Power Rangers feel, too. Like... just so campy, but really funny. I enjoyed it. What'd you think?
I thought this was Hellraiser for kids. I thought...
yeah, I love that.
I really liked the... I actually had the same thought. I put it on and I was like watching it. I knew it was going to be kind of like cheesy, I guess, or, you know, kind of silly.
A Turbo Kid, right? We both were under the impression that this was the same director of Turbo Kid for some reason.
It's not. Yeah.
We had plenty of time because we had been toying with doing this reviewing this for, I don't know, several weeks.
Yeah.
We had plenty of time to learn. It had nothing to do with the guy from Turbo Kid. No,
and you're absolutely right. Like, once I feel like all these things, all these really like random things are happening, and I'm like, what am I watching? But like you said, once I settled into the movie, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. I get it. I get that it's going to be very similarly like a Star Kid premise, right? Like, this kid is controlling this creature, this alien. And I really like the fact that the kid itself, Mimi, was probably like just incredibly like mean, I guess. She's kind of like not really what you would expect a little girl to be. She's the exact opposite.
Kind of a bully, yeah.
Bully, yeah. Kind of domineering, I wrote down, and like bossy. And mainly just mean. She's mean to her brother. Similar to what you said, like, it's kind of sets up like this dynamic between the kids, you know what I mean?
And they have like they're just like extreme versions of both their mother and father. Like, she's an extreme version of her mom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of an extreme version of his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that. It's sort of this, sort of kids movies also, the backdrop of this whole movie is sort of like this really like schlocky space opera going on here.
Right.
Yeah. Like you said, Power Ranger style creature designs, makeup. I think that's like the thing that I instantly like, is the level of detail, I guess, is what you would say, to these sort of very silly, rubbery costumes and effects. Like,
Not hiding the fact that some of the heads were like hand puppeteered, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like that one alien that is, he's got like a glass dome, not yeah, like a fishbowl, but sort of like a glass dome for head.
Yeah.
And he's nothing but like a brain and like a skeleton face.
Yeah, yeah.
And every once in a while he make a face and he could see the hand like squish his face in. It's so funny.
Yeah. So definitely has the cheese factor, and it has the gore factor. Like, it doesn't relent on those things. So it's like a kid's movie, but it's not a kid's movie whatsoever.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think I really started to love that about the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I think like a quarter way into the movie. No, you know what? I lie. The moment, because I was watching this with my partner and she pointed out, that the kids were digging in the backyard and it was like super dark. She's like, don't these kids have to go home? Like, why don't their parents care? Blah, blah, blah. And then immediately following all the sequences that happened there, the mom comes out like, hey kids, do you know what time it is? And like, no, like they don't care. And she goes, it's 9 PM. You know what that means, right? No, it's time for you to come inside. And that's it. Like, it's no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I see where this movie's going. This is funny.
I had the similar thing where, to me, where the movie kind of like lined up for me was when actually he does that scene where they're talking about the hunky boys. That was the scene where he's like, do you like hunky boys?
No, I don't care for your hunky boys.
He's like,
or do I?
Or do
it
I?
Cuts back to the hunkies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Soon after that, there's like montage of there's like montages of like this creature, this really like, really kind of like, I don't know, like this really horrible Hellraiser like creature who like wants to murder and kill everything on this planet. And he's sort of just having this really ridiculous montage, 90s montage to it.
Like doing shit he's forced to do. He reminded me a little bit of the antagonist alien in Galaxy Quest. That's why I brought that up. He like had a similar aesthetic. Yeah, that shit is so funny. And then when they try to explain love to him, it's yeah, so stupid. It's like such a throwaway scene, and then it doesn't come back until the very end. He's like, is this what love is? And it's so stupid. It's like all these things are happening in a scene, and then they always cut away like the hunky boys thing where it's just like an aside and it's just like focusing on something else and him talking. It's, oh man.
It's
and then we get introduced to Adam Brooks.
Adam Brooks,
who I want to see more from this guy. I don't know why. Like another Ben Sinclair or yeah. Oh man, I was trying to mention it earlier. The guy from High Maintenance.
Right, yeah. They have like this.
Oh no, Ben Sinclair is from High Maintenance. The other guy who is exactly like Ben Sinclair from, and the other guy's more famous too. Oh my God, Stranger Things. Let's see. He's also in. Oh man, tell us down in the comments below who the actor I'm thinking of is. Off the top of your head.
Read my mind.
Brett Gelman. Brett Gelman. Okay, I can't believe I forgot his name. But yeah.
So, yeah, no, he was terrific. He just has like this like subtle, laid back kind of comedy approach that it's like, and he plays like kind of like a lazy everyman, right? Like a very.
Oh man, like a. But almost to like a super slacker sort of personality.
Yeah. No.
And like constantly lies about his past.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I went to, what was it, Iraq. Had to kill a bunch of people. And his wife's like, you were never in the army. He's like, well. It's like, there isn't more to that. He doesn't even try to defend himself. Like,
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Definitely. I really like that. The hyper violence, what did you think of that? Like, the violence in this is pretty, it's mostly funny. It's extreme, but it's done in like a fun way. It's not done like a meaningful way, I guess. It's kind of done in a like, hey, look at this guy's head get crushed in with all this fake looking blood.
Yeah. I mean, there's very few moments where it's a little too gross. I mean, like maybe one moment that was like a bit much, but I mean, it's still funny was, when, Adam Brooks tries to high five Psycho Gorman at the very end of the movie. And when he does that, like his hand snaps back and like his wrist splits open and the bone pops out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, gross.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. Good movie. I feel like we should just go into spoilers.
Cool. All right. Let's go into spoilers. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait! No. Stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
spoilers.
So...
What was your favorite part of the movie?
The 90s style end credit rap.
Yes.
Just all the montages and the music. That and... all the little like throwaway jokes, the incredibly stupid game they play, which I
oh my God, yeah,
everyone comments
the first time we hear, yeah,
that it makes no sense, like,
and that's how they save the fucking universe too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I thoroughly enjoyed that too because it seems like an annoying thing at the beginning and then it just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the band, like they make that band and they're singing that song and then that song comes back into play at the end.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious because it was supposed to be a moment where the sister finally apologizes to her big brother for being such a bully. But instead she starts singing the song about being badass, or I forgot what the song was, but like it's just her really talking about how she's awesome and it's not an apology, but they flip that moment to make it seem like this was the moment where the brother's like, oh, you're right. And then everybody else in the room's like, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So stupid.
And I think it's just like, it had a very, I think the only thing, it just has a very like simple, straightforward storyline. And I think that's kind of like, I feel like it's just all this, the storyline isn't important as much as like all the setup to all the cool stuff he wants. He wants to get to all these cool stuff, right? Like his creature designs, his like his cheesy effects, like all this is kind of set up. From what I understand, I think the director comes from like a makeup special effects background. So he's like, you watch the movie, you can tell this guy has that knowledge, has that experience.
Stephen Konstansky.
Nailed it. Yeah. And I think that's probably the storyline. It's kind of like, you know, it's okay. It doesn't, it's just there, but there's so much like funny things. There's so many like different stuff going on. You know what I mean? That it was easily enjoyable on that front.
Yes. Yeah. I will say that, I mean, I can't say the story was weak because I don't know if the intention was supposed to feel very Power Rangers-y or like Goosebumps-y even, right, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where like it doesn't, you don't have to care too much about this family.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because the dialogue is so, like, it's intentional, but doesn't give you any information.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like most of the time. I thought this movie is so much fun. Even the moment where you finally get his name, where they finally name him, yeah. Psycho Gorman.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a name. He's got like this other name, like Conqueror of or blah, 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 or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids are just like going back and forth trying to figure out a name. So stupid. And, wait, no, I have it. Psycho Gorman.
Yeah.
Is that really better than blah, blah, blah? I don't know. Yeah.
It worked. A quick note, like, In one of the interviews I read, they got the Psycho Gorman or PG. He wanted it to be called like PG.
Yes, that makes sense.
As a sort of one as a reference to E.T. because you know the movie's just E.T. and he wanted to kind of inflict the same kind of like. And you know it's funny because it's actually the storyline's very similar.
That's true.
The very yeah. bare bones of E.T. It's very, the story is very similar to this one. So he wanted to have like PG Psycho Gorman in the title and stuff like that, which kind of, which pretty clever, pretty fun.
Yeah. And it's also, it fakes the illusion that it's a parent guided film.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That too. Yeah.
Which is like, that's pretty funny also because this movie wouldn't have happened if there was actual parent guidance in the movie, right?
Right. This definitely felt like a film that maybe have a few beers, go watch it in theater with a lot of like midnight audience kind of vibe to it. Like,
absolutely, yeah.
Definitely.
Or if you just want to have something on and I don't know how people feel about this, but I think like when you have a party and you just have like one of those like perfect movies. Sorry, my phone went off.
breaking the show.
The illusion's ruined.
The illusion is ruined.
when it, like it's one of those like perfect like even at a bar, but like at a party, the movie's playing in the background, everybody's talking, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And if somebody comes in, they're like blah blah blah, and look at the screen, like what the fuck is on the what? Yeah. What are you playing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's this kids' movie, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It works. I think it's a movie that like sets out to have a lot of fun. It's, you know, it doesn't take itself too seriously. You know, I mean, how could you with like rubber suits and like melodramatic, battle sequences and like cartoonish action, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
yeah,
it doesn't set out to be anything but what this movie is. So I definitely appreciate it on that front.
Nice.
Cool. Did you?
Wow.
Do you have any last thoughts?
No. And audience, I understand. I probably have a lot more to say about movies I dislike. I apologize, but I really enjoyed this one. So there's not much I can say except like accolades. Well, I should say accolades. It's not like an award-winning movie, right? But it's very good for my opinion.
But did it win your heart?
It made me learn love for hunky boys. I also like that seemed to be the turning point too at the end for him to win almost.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a one more thing. It had to be like, oh, he actually feels love for these kids and the family. Which, by the way, spoiler, he still destroys the universe, but he like spares them because he loves them. Which is really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even mention the, so there's this kid that Mimi has a crush on, but this kid is very standoffish and only wants to hang out with the brother.
Yeah.
So Psycho Gorman says, oh, I can make him somebody that will like love or like appreciate you. And she's like, just do it. And he turns him into this like big brain. He's like a literal big brain with like big eyes that almost look like googly eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And instead of changing him back, he's just there the whole movie, like hanging out with them, yeah. like crawling like a big brain.
I guess like hopping and along, then, right? Like he's just like boop, like yeah. hopping like a little brain head.
Oh my! Until he finally like leaves, and then you finally see him at the end of the movie. Which a little bit of trivia: the mom, I think, is the main actress that plays what are they called? The Pandora. The
oh yeah. Some of the other like, costume characters in the...
Yeah, they're like the main... They kind of look like archangel type sort of species that...
Oh, the Templar. The Templar.
The Templar, yes. Yep. Yes. She's the woman that plays the Templar woman, Pandora.
Oh, cool.
Or I should say woman. I don't think they're aliens. I don't know if they have abide by genders or whatever, but
I'm not putting that on them.
yeah. It was kind of like going off subject for a second, people getting upset about Loki being gender fluid.
Yeah.
And it's like he's like a fucking, you know, he's not human. I don't think they care about boy or girl in this, and like Asgardian people don't give a shit about that. They're gods.
All I'm gonna say, watch the second episode.
Watch the second episode.
Watch the second episode.
That's what I'm going to do later.
Watch second episode. You'll watch second episode. All right. I thought the movie was like just like goofy fun, like goofy, gory fun. You know, like it doesn't try to be anything but like this big bombastic movie that's incredibly silly, tries to be funny, tries to be, you know what I mean, like just over the top in every sense. And I can definitely appreciate movies that just like step into it, you know what I mean, like they're just trying to only be this one thing, you know what I mean. And I definitely enjoyed it very much. Cool, let's go to spooky, sexy, spooky bones, which is our rating system. I don't know if we've ever explained it, so I had this thought while as I edit. I know it's a reference to I don't know, we made in one of our first episodes, like let's have it.
Yeah, I think we're just riffing and these things come out
just tipping.
So
and
if you ever wonder what conversations like are with how conversations go with us when we're all hanging out, yeah, you probably won't understand that either if you don't understand sexy yeah. spooky bones.
Yeah, so our rating system, sexy spooky bones, is a 1 to 10 ratio, I think, right?
1 to 10. Sure.
Okay, it's loose. It's loose. It's very loose. Yeah, that approach.
I want to say we started doing this for Black Sunday. I want to say.
Yeah, maybe.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments. Oh wait, now we can actually have comments below on our Instagram. So let us know in the comments below.
I think so. I don't know. But all right. How many sexy spooky bones do you give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you're doing. Show us your sexy.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie. Oh, wow. So this is going to be an interesting one because this movie is one of those movies where I'm like, I love it. If anybody's seen Wolf Cop, it's almost the same idea yeah. of style of movie. So I'm going to give it 9 sexy spooky bones.
Damn, that's sexy. Spooky.
9 sexy hunky boys.
Yeah, that's incredibly high. Boom. Love it. Who's going to get the 10? Who's going to get to 10, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know who's going to get the 10.
I don't know.
It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be real good, though.
It's going to be real
good. Maybe it'll be our Halloween episode.
Ooh.
It's going to be our Halloween episode. No pressure, Rolando and
Johnny. yeah. All right. I might go just a smidge lower. I'll probably just do 7 sexy spooky bones.
That's still pretty sexy.
A lot of fun. My thing is, I don't know if this, I don't know. So I feel like you have to be kind of tuned in on a certain like channel for this movie, and some people got it, some people don't. But I mean, yeah. So there's that little bit of things, little give and take with it. But I think when you watch it, you'll sell into it or not. You know what I mean? It's one of those.
Or not.
Yeah.
I understand that. But I like moved in all my stuff.
Yeah.
I like settled in, cuddled up with a blanket, and just rode myself into these sexy, spooky bones.
You're about to start another podcast with Adam Brooks. Your new
with Adam Brooks.
BFF.
So Adam Brooks, if you want to reach out.
We'll just talk about you.
Explain how you could look like Jason Lee, Brett Gelman, and Ben Sinclair at the same time.
Yes. All right. So that was our review of Psycho Gorman. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.
Skeleton crew, it's time. The boys say goodbye. We love all of you. We really have to go poo. We'll miss you, but it's time for us to.